Here we go again. Jumerica needs a demon to hate 1,000 miles away. And Bill O'Reilly is simply a pawn in Jury's game.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you? Why?
I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get along with him. He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent? You think our country's so innocent?
I don't know of any government leaders that are killers.
I do. Start with Obama. Taking orders from a host of neocon Jews, not only did Obama kill Libyans, but killed a country with the highest standard of living in Africa. Libyans who enjoyed subsidies for health, housing, and education from Gaddafi are now swimming in rafts to Italy. What about Syria, where Christians, Muslims, and even Jews lived peaceably? But with Crystal, Kagan, and Ross pushing regime change by enabling al-Nusra and ISIS, 100,000 civilians died at their bloody armchair hands. Obama and the entire neocon gang should be hanged by The Hague as callous butchers. The proof is there. But Putin's a killer? Who did he kill? Bought by Norman Brayman's Jewish bucks, pretty boy Rubio can't find any proof in the pudding.
Is Vladimir Putin a war criminal?
I would not use that term.
Mr. Tillerson, do you believe that Vladimir Putin and his cronies are responsible for ordering the murder of countless dissidents, journalists, and political opponents?
I do not have sufficient information to make that claim.
Neither does Rubio. But who needs proof when playing to the Jews? Another shill, Mitch McConnell, to please his Jewish backers like Steven Schwarzman, called Putin a thug.
Are you comfortable with the President of the United States seeming to equate U.S. actions with those of Putin's authoritarian regime?
Well, look, Putin's a former KGB agent. He's a thug.
If admired by his peers abroad and lauded at home, if Putin's a thug, then McConnell's a chump. What hack, whether Rubio or McConnell, has the guts to tell it like it is?
Достаточно посмотреть на ситуацию на Ближнем Востоке и в Северной Африке, о чем говорил предыдущий выступающий. Конечно, политические, социальные проблемы в этом регионе назревали давно. И люди там, конечно, хотели перемен. Но что получилось на деле? Агрессивное внешнее вмешательство привело к тому, что вместо реформ государственные институты, да и сам уклад жизни, были просто бесцеремонно разрушены. Вместо торжества демократии и прогресса – насилие, нищета, социальная катастрофа. А права человека, включая и право на жизнь, ни во что не ставятся. Так и хочется спросить тех, кто создал такую ситуацию. Вы хоть понимаете теперь, чего вы натворили? Но, боюсь, этот вопрос повиснет в воздухе, потому что от политики, в которой лежит самоуверенность, убежденность в своей исключительности и безнаказанность, так и не отказались.
And exceptionalism keeps bombing away.
And I'm trying to imagine your response if President Obama had defended the murderous reign of Putin by saying, you think our country's so innocent?
Well, look, I'm not going to critique the president's every utterance, but I do think America is exceptional. America is different. We don't operate in any way the way the Russians do.
Right. Russia fights terrorists. America arms them. And why does Tapper tout the Jewish lie that Putin's reign is murderous? Putin is hated by Jewry for reviving symphony of church and state in Russia where Jews have no power. And for expanding Russia's influence that reaches all the way to Israel, with military bases up against their border. Too close for comfort, especially with Putin demanding that international law be enforced against Israel's theft of Palestinian property. But that's okay with the chumps who shill for Israel. But Jewish bucks thrown to DC hacks covers a multitude of sins.